Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees.
K8RUH mobile. W8NSC mobile.
Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 74 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 76 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 77 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 77 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 77 degrees.
K8RUH mobile. How's it going? Kilo Echo 8, Kilo Tango, radio check.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Partly cloudy. 82 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Sierra Charlie, mobile. Anyone out there? Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Sierra Charlie, CQ. Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Sierra Charlie, mobile. Anyone out there?
Whiskey 8, Golf India Oscar, got you loud and clear.
Good afternoon, sir. Chris from Oxford, driving down M59, what is it, west, and just heading over Ryan Road right now.
Well, there you have it. Ben from Rochester, reporting for duty from Birmingham, Maple, actually, by the old Big Rock restaurant, headed to Troy.
I worked many years and hours in Birmingham, so I know exactly where you're at.
Yeah, it's a bit of a cluster today, as usual, around here, but all right, we shall manage. It's starting to drip a little bit of rain, and curious as I start heading towards home if we've got electricity back in our neighborhood.
You know, the reason I'm actually on here today is I had a question. Are you on this repeater very often?
Yeah, a fair bit. Between this one and then in my other life on the GMRS one, but they're both in the same location. So yeah, this is the Mount Clemens repeater. You?
Well, so I was on here yesterday when the storm was going on, and I made a mistake. I guess the county takes over this band or something like that, or the I think it was the county that takes it over, and like only county reporters are allowed to transmit or something like that. Do you know anything about this?
No, first I've heard of it. I mean, I was home. I wasn't on. I don't know if W8FU is on listening right now. I'll let him. I'll shut up and listen to see if he chimes in, because he would know. But that's odd, unless this is part of Skywarn, and that's what that was going on there.
Yeah, people were given Skywarn IDs.
I didn't see it listed on there for Skywarn. Sean, you got your ears on. W8FU. Guess not. I think if you go to a repeater book, I'm having a brain fart, I can't think of the website that has all of the frequencies and stuff listed at radioreference.com. Go there and go to the Michigan one, and the Skywarn list should be there, and see if this one pops up.
So, I don't know.
Sorry, I doubled you. Go back. I doubled you. I apologize. Say again.
Do you also do GMRS?
I don't know if it's just you and me still, or if Sean or somebody else has hopped on. I'm going to back off for a second and listen. W8GRO standing by. Not hearing anybody. What I was saying is if you go to radioreference.com, you can look up the Skywarn list and see if this frequency is on there. I'll be honest with you, I'm uncertain. Somebody else might know, but I do not.
Okay, and did you mention that you use GMRS as well?
That's affirmative, yep. Mount Clemens repeater for GMRS is 472-675. It's part of the link network.
Did something just happen with them? Because when I first started, I started with GMRS, and I was hitting all the repeaters and everything like that. I got a mobile radio. I put it in my car, and it does UHF, VHF, and GMRS. But none of my GMRS channels work. Any of the frequency or any of the stuff that I put in, for whatever reason, I can't see the repeaters at all.
Well, depending on the radio, if it's not type accepted, it's not going to allow you to transmit on those. It'll let you receive, but it won't let you transmit. So I don't know what kind of unit you've got, but that's typically the case.
Yeah, but, like, did they change the PL tones or anything like that recently? Because, like, even my GMRS radios don't hit the repeaters. I don't know if... It's my understanding something just recently happened, like wing repeaters were banned or something like that. There was a whole shakeup with GMRS. Do you know anything what's going on there?
Yeah, all right. So it has to do with the FCC issued a clarification on what constitutes linked repeater. There's some gray area with respect to those that are linked by microwave versus the internet telephone lines, if you will. So I think that's what you're talking about. To my knowledge, the but they are they're linked. They're all 141.3. So it's 675 is Mount Clemens, 625 is Detroit, 725 is Flint, and 575 is Saginaw. And I think that there's also a 625 that's in Bay City as well. They're all linked together to this microwave situation.
Yeah, I've got to figure this out because, I mean, this radio was certainly meant to be able to handle all three bands. So, yeah, I can't imagine that I wouldn't be able to transmit.
Yeah, I can't speak to that. I'm sure there's people that are far wiser than I that will be able to chime in and help you out. There we go. I was trying to find this address. Here I am. So I'm going to have to jump out of the truck here for a second. So WHEIO, give me about 5 minutes to drop this check off.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. You know, I'm going to keep on looking and see if I can find some information. This is Kilo Echo 8 in Sierra Charlie Mobile. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet.
I can still hear the MIA stuff fine and transmit fine on those. So if you're having an issue, I think it's what the other guy's saying. Like, there's radios that would be locked out technically. I mean, there's ways to unlock it. That's, you know, FCC no-no, but don't ask, don't tell kind of thing, I guess. And, I mean, there's no radio that technically should be allowed to do both. They should be locked out requirements by the FCC. KEAZBX.
I thought Part 90 allowed you to do all three.
Part 95 says that you need to have a radio that's certified for GMRS use to be used, or GMRS use to channelize radio system. So any radio that's open to do ham is technically not allowed to be on GMRS. And for it to be GMRS, it has to have all the ham bands locked out. The only thing you can transmit on is the 22 plus 6 repeater channels, so 28 total channels, whatever that ends up being for GMRS.
Yeah, but then again, like I was saying to the other guy, even my little Baofeng, was it like UV9G or something like that, my little GMRS one, that worked pretty well. You know, even when I'm at my house, usually I'd be able to hit the Mount Clemens repeater. And when I fire that up, nothing happens. So I don't know, did they change their PL tones or anything like that within the last year?
I don't know about the last year. So I've been on GMRS for probably 8-9 months, whatever it's been. And they were, in that time frame, they've always been 141.3. I mean, you don't need it for the receive, right? So if you just left it open, you'd still be able to hear. You know, if that was the case, but for transmitting, you'd need that for the transmit tone. But, I mean, it's, okay, right now the 675 I don't think has power, because if you try to hit that repeater right now, it doesn't respond. But the 625 seems like it's still up right now, like as of today. But before the storm yesterday, 675 was working.
Is the Troy repeater still active?
It's active in the sense that it's on. I don't think that there's that much traffic related that goes through it. I mean, being that the MIA systems one is, let's see, there's the Detroit, Mount Clemens, Saginaw, Flint, Bay City, Sheboygan. and maybe a Mayville or something now too, and there's a lot of repeaters all linked up for that one. So, I mean, you end up always having somebody talking on that system, it seems, but the 575 Troy one's independent, so unless there's people directly, and that has a really good footprint, since it doesn't seem like there's that much traffic across it with the other system in the area.
Roger that. This is Kilo Echo 8 here, Charlie. I'm starting to get break up here as I headed north on 975, so I'm getting further away from the repeater. Thank you very much for your help, sir. Kilo Echo 8 here, Charlie, monitoring.
Yeah, no problem. I believe this system, too, there's like three or four, maybe more repeaters that link to this one. There's Sean's server out of his house, I believe, the FBI that's down in Warren. There's one out in Mount Clemens, which is like the KCUMP or something like that. There's an FBI that's out in Romeo, and I think there's one out in Fenton or something else that's linked to this, KE8ZVX.
KE4ZYQ.
Go ahead, ZYQ. This is WGIO, W8GIO, sorry.
I think the one guy that was asking questions, KE8ASC, this is KE4ZYQ, Joe in Clinton Township. Got some answers for you on a couple things, if you're there.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Yankee Sierra Charlie. I'm the one that had questions about the GMRS thing.
Well, Victor can't answer a lot of GMRS questions, but one good habit of a ham, if you've been a ham a while or getting used to it, is to always, when you go on frequency, listen for SITs, and if something's going on, be able to recognize a sky-worn activation. Some repeaters are sky-worn dedicated when there is a sky-worn need, and if there is, all other traffic has to wait and let them use the frequency for SkyOne. If you don't know when you go on frequency, always say, is this frequency in use, and give you a call sign. And if they've been on a holding pattern and quiet, they will come back and tell you, we're in a SkyOne situation, level green, yellow, red, whatever. And they'll say, all traffic needs to hold off unless emergency or otherwise. Roger.
Yes, sir, I gathered that. That was what I did. I got on the repeater and asked if, you know, it was in use, and it was in the middle of Skywarn, and it was, you know, everything was quiet at the time, so, and I ended up, of course, going through my scanner and doing it a second time, so I just kind of felt foolish, but it was an honest mistake, but, is this frequency Skywarn frequency?
Well, depending on the county, some of the counties have a dedicated frequency repeater. You can try to look those up. I can't sit here and tell you all of them because I don't know every one, but I do have them programmed when they're activated. One in Pontiac, Oakland County, Wayne County, I think Washtenaw, and now there's one in Macomb. So there's a lot of counties that have their activation repeater, SkyOne. So I'll let you go. Getting a little rough on the edges there on the transmission, but I copied. KE4ZYQ, clear.
Kilo Echo 8 Charlie, clear.
The Skywarns are usually VHF, so this would be the first UHF one that I would come across, I guess. KE8ZVX.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Partly cloudy. 82 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly cloudy. 82 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. 81 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 78 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 77 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 74 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 73 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 72 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 69 degrees.